Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Give it a bridge now.
We're going to hear from Chris Mannix, NBC Sports Boston, and Sports
Boston
Illustrated
loose.
At 4. We're going to get back to the Celtics as they head into the Eastern Conference Finals, but let's take a minute for the Red Sox because looks like the tide might have been turning. 1-2 straight against the Rangers, then decided to go for a bullpen day. And that didn't work out so well for a one Ryan Brazier. How are you feeling about this team right now, Lou? Do you feel like this is riding the ship right now? Do you feel like we're heading in a good direction? Do you feel like that was the right call?
Well, I'll say this. The bats are waking up, which is nice. And I thought you had an opportunity to kind of go at him on Sunday. You couldn't beat Martin Perez. But I hated the idea of the bullpen day. Like, I'm done with the bullpen day more just because I got to see Ryan Brazier again. They went 3-2 on this road trip. In both games, Brazier gave it up. The Arcia walk-off home run in Atlanta, and then the last game in Texas, he just blew up, lost his mind. And I don't understand it. Like, he is the worst pitcher in baseball, and there's a lot of metrics that show it. Hard contact, like expected. I saw Barrett tweeting out, like, expected slugging percentage is like 795. All he does is give up rockets every single time he takes the mound. Rocket, rocket, rocket. So it's like they don't want to get rid of him. Like, they don't want to release him. They don't want to DFA him, and I don't understand it. I want you to play Alex Cora. You got Cora after the game explaining why they had a bullpen game?
I think roster-wise, it was going to get complicated.
Really?
So, we got the guys that we have here, and then we actually, we got what we wanted, five innings, and we had a setup for the rest of the day. We didn't make pitches in that sixth inning, and we weren't able to get to the next level, to the last part of the game.
Nope. Roster-wise, it's not complicated. Ship Brazier to the moon.
What has he got on Cora? He's allowed 4 home runs in 12 and one-third innings this season.
Get rid of
him. What is he? Does he have pictures of somebody? What's going on?
Brazier has thrown the ball great for him.
I have no idea. Get rid of him. Connor Siebold, the kid down in AAA, pitched on Sunday. And he was pitching in Worcester. Watching that game, he went 6 innings, 1 hit, punched out 11. Now, will he do that up here? No, he won't. 92, breaking ball. He's okay. Can he give you 4 innings, 5 innings like everybody else is and keep you in the game? Yes. Bring up Siebold. Walker's going to be ready. Hill is there. Pivetta. And then you got Eovaldi. And guess what you can do now? Now you can put Whitlock in your pen. You can put Houck in your pen. Your pen all of a sudden looks a little bit better with Schreiber and Strom, and Danish, whatever, and Diekman if he doesn't lose his mind. Like, they're not out of this thing. They're not, because the division, screw the division. Nobody thought they were going to win the division at all. They're 4 backs in the loss column to the Blue Jays for the wild card spot. That's it. That's all you're worried about. And to me, it's like, I'm done with Brazier. Just get rid of him. I don't want to see him. And now you got Houston coming in, who's lights out.
Well, okay, so you're talking about Barrett, right? So is this what you're talking about? Are you talking about the launch angle?
Oh, the launch angle is like 20 degrees. Everything.
Yeah, read that.
No, so I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Keep in mind, the barrel, nobody's hitting the ball off the barrel more than the hitters against Ryan Brazier. So everyone's barreling him up. And go ahead now.
No, okay. So listen, Brian Barrett, obviously, is a big stats guy, stats nerd. Okay. Lots of information, lots of numbers. He says launch angle against Brazier, 20.8 degrees.
On a barrel, it's a homer.
Okay. He said last year he was at 3.2 degrees. So that's a big swing.
That's a ground ball. That's a ground
ball.
Difference. Yeah, fastball. Slider is not
that's
doing
probably
anything.
Bad.
It's not doing anything. Like, enough. Like, you're starting to swing it a little bit here. You woke up, maybe they're getting a little bit warmer. Like, enough. Like, Brazier, Jesus. You're 3-2. We blew both games. And you don't want to get rid of him and call up Siebold? He's on the 5-day rotation right now. Just next time he's ready, bring him up. Oh, it's freaking frustrating.
Yeah, but I would say as far as chipping away at the, at what was, ultimately like a crappy start to the season. Hey, you won a series.
Yeah.
You won a series.
So, you won a series.
So chalk that up
and
as
I would say
a win.
This, you're lucky that a sixth team was added to the playoffs because right now, and it's early, I get it. I don't think Yankees or Tampa are going anywhere. I don't think Houston's going anywhere. The Angels kind of always go down. There's an injury or two, but still they're there. Someone's going to win the Central. I feel like the rest of the league is playing for one spot. That's
Wait,
not
you
good.
Don't think the Yankees are going anywhere.
No, no, no. Yankees are legit.
Yeah, okay. I think you said they're not going to go
up
anywhere.
The kazoo. Yeah,
okay.
They're not going anywhere.
They're not
from,
fading.
Yeah, they're not fading. They're all going to stay there. So, I mean, I feel like the whole league is fighting for one spot, which isn't good, but you're not out of this thing yet.
Lou, can I bring up this other debate really quick that you had with a one Pete Abe from the Boston Globe Twitter? So he suggested that the Red Sox were trying to teach Tanner Houck a lesson about not being available in Toronto. Of course, that was back because of the COVID regulations, and he's not vaccinated, so he couldn't pitch up there. So now he
pregame. This was pregame on Nesson, okay? Yeah. And I'm because if a lot of people didn't see this, to me, this is my point to you, Mego, last week when it came to, you know, writers, sports writer, passively aggressively throwing shots at players, specifically the Red Sox.
Like Jaylen Brown. Oh, wait, no one's done that.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard one thing about, oh, no, it's just the Red Sox. Yeah. And Tanner Houck being one of those guys, Chris Sale being one of those guys. So somehow for him to kind of hint or like assume that the somehow, some way, the Red Sox are trying to teach him a lesson by not starting him.
Yeah, stupid.
That's the most ridiculous thing.
It's so stupid. And that's a Pete Abe like agenda.
Well, it's a Pete Abe, Shaughnessy, like they throw out every single article just to stay in shape. But to think that the Boston Red Sox, like to follow this team and to not realize why Tanner Houck wasn't starting, you know, because of the role that he was in. And to think, like, baseball-wise, like, obviously you're going to start an opener in Austin Davis to battle the lefties on top of the order and to maybe get through it and get Tanner Houck into that third inning so maybe he can go three. It's baseball now. It's bulk, pitcher, whatever. But to suggest that the Boston Red Sox are going to call Tanner Houck in the office when they are 13-20 and 12 games out of first place and say, listen, Tanner, you remember a month ago when you let our team down and you weren't the team player?
Okay, Dale.
Do you remember when that happened? Here's the thing. Here's your punishment.
Yeah.
You're not going to start today.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to start. We're gonna make let Austin Davis start, and hopefully it hurts you. And hopefully next time you think about it, okay? I want you to think about what you've done and what you've done to us.
Yeah,
we're not going to try to win this game. We're going to actually try to lose it, and it's going to be your fault again.
And you're
like
going to
blame
the
entire season. Oh my God, it's so childish.
It's just weird. It's a weird red herring
stupid
that he's throwing out there. It does to me. Who knows? Maybe he got that information from someone.
No
but
way.
But it is a real red herring.
Not a
to
chance.
Me. It's really bizarre.
I don't think they're crazy about the situation, but I know like Corey looked at it and was just like, yeah. Remember the whole Rich Hill, when we talked to him about it, he's like, Rich kind of going away and missing a start or two really kind of affected the way they had it all planned. He and Crawford were going to throw Sunday in Tampa,
right,
and it wasn't going to affect him at all. It just plans happen.
I don't think it's affecting the choices right now.
Yeah.
I don't get it. All right. Well, we're going to hear from Chris Mannix. No agenda. Agenda-free Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated and NBC Sports Boston. We're going to get into what happened in that Celtics series 7 games against the Bucks and what we can look forward to with the Heat on the horizon Tuesday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.